With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 8:40 Thursday morning, and it is time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. All Natural Stone is the Bay Area's largest supplier of domestic and imported stones, so they've got a huge selection. The largest you'll find anywhere in Northern California to cater to any style, any budget. And they also have experts to help you through the selection and design process with four Bay Area locations in Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin. They're open by appointment and available online at allnaturalstone.com. Whoa.
Bryn.
Very well done.
Bryn is playing with his toys now.
Well, good for him. He's got them. I think, you know, listen, that interview today with Jenny Lamb from the school district in San Francisco, it went so smoothly. Like, we're just sitting here taking that for granted. He pulled it off. Great job, yeah. Bryn.
Thank you. Solid
call on the booking and great job with the Zooming and... And she was, you know, that was a good guest. Nice work.
Awesome. I'm proud.
By the way, some texters have written in to say that Post Malone was at Joe Rogan's warehouse, wherever that is. So they were together.
Hmm. Oh, well, good. I did think that the mics looked like the same, you know, but there are, you know, certain mics people use.
Pretty standard product, yeah. Sure. Anyway, so they were shrooming together during a pandemic. Good
for them. As they should be. That's fantastic. Right. That seems like exactly what we want our rock stars and comedians / fighting experts to.
Announcers, right.
Sure. That's exactly what they should be doing. It's fantastic. Right. Never leave.
I thought I'd begin with a story. Well, no, you know what? I'll do this story about love and relationships, and then I'll head over to the massholes, because this couple, boy, they're... Mm-hmm. So, this story is about a landmark study showing what makes up a successful relationship. Now, listen, there's a lot here, and I'm only going to touch on a couple of things because it's too much to get to on our show. But I thought it was interesting because the number one thing on the list is something I've absolutely been guilty of in multiple relationships in my youth. So, they say here... Again, this is about what makes up a successful relationship, all right?
Okay. Yes, I'm ready.
Number one, perceived partner commitment. So this is whether you feel like your person is all in or not.
Right, got it.
And I have absolutely, in my youth, been guilty of my career's first. I'm letting you know that. You will be kept at arm distance if that's not good for you. Let's move on right now.
Right.
The trip on that, though, is most, and I'll say people, I'm heterosexual, so in this case, I'm talking about women, but I think it's probably a human trait where someone says, yeah, you think that's the way this is going to go, but I'll get you. I will have you.
Oh, no, 100%. That's the first thing I thought when you said, my career comes first. I'm like, yeah, that's because you haven't been in a relationship with me yet, baby.
Right. And that is what I have dealt with multiple times where someone has been told very frankly, very upfront, this is all I can offer you. And yet they go into it with that knowledge. And I honestly think there's a thought in their head that is, nah.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to pull that off with me. Maybe in the past you have. Right.
But it's me.
So these are some of the characteristics of a successful relationship. Knowing that your person's all in, that they're committed. Right. Appreciation, sexual satisfaction, perceived partner satisfaction. You know that fake O that you offer me every now
and
then.
That's why I try so hard to make it seem real, you know?
Right. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, my friend.
And conflict, which you cannot avoid conflict. So how do you deal with it?
Right. Okay.
Right? I mean, there are two people anywhere under any circumstance will eventually have some conflict.
Yeah, you have to have a disagreement here and there.
So I thought that was interesting. If you want to find the article, it's online, and it's interesting just in that I do wonder what, you know, how successful couples have. I mean, you and John are a perfect example. You're enjoying the 27th or 28th year of your marriage. All right. And you were together longer, even longer than that.
31 years, baby.
That's a thing.
This month, actually. August is our anniversary.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Looked at all this, I thought it was really interesting. You might find the article is actually on CNN. And so you can find it there. But it's one of the other things they say is, you know, we put so much on who we choose.
Uh-huh.
And it's really way more about how you deal with each other than it is about, you know, that person having the specific trait you think you need. So,
you know, I actually think that sometimes when people have, you know, conflicts in their relationship or whatever, like one of the best things you can do is go to therapy, because it will help you figure out how to conflict well. Mm-hmm. You know, and to how to, you know, like that, you know, that there doesn't have to be a winner. Everyone just needs to feel understood. You know what I mean? Like, I think that, right. So I don't know. I mean, I just think that the conflict thing isn't necessarily a bad thing if you deal with
it. Right.
Right.
I know that one of the ways we've made mistakes many times in my relationship now is we both shut down and we both get quiet.
Yeah,
and we both go to separate corners of the house, and then 3 weeks can pass where we haven't even addressed anything, because we're like off. We've just gone, all right, well, we've got too many other things to deal with. We're not going to deal with that right now because we've got other stuff to deal with. And as those weeks pass, it gets harder and harder to broach the subject until someone finally does. And then, you know, you go, wow, we really let a lot of time pass without dealing with that.
You certainly gave it a cool down period.
Yeah, more than probably necessary.
And you've probably solidified your thoughts on it. So maybe that is the way, you know? Look at you. You're still together.
Yeah. So massholes are a thing. These are jerky people from Massachusetts.
Just angry. They're just angry people, you know? Uh-huh. A lot of those where I grew up.
Do you know Hopkinton?
I know Hopkinton.
You do?
I mean, I've heard of Hopkinton.
Well, the cops in Hopkinton, Massachusetts, got a call around 6:30 in the morning on Monday. The report was there's a couple walking their dog naked in our neighborhood. That's right.
Okay.
The couple was naked. You could
and
say
the dog was the dog sniffing their butts or
no,
you know,
but you could say the dog was naked too. But either way, the reason for the report was the couple's nudity, and that's why the cops were involved. When the cops tracked them down, the couple, 32-year-old Mariel Kenny and 30-year-old Kevin Pinto, both took off running.
Oh, that looks, I love naked people running. That's the funniest thing ever.
Uh huh.
We do.
Then
we do
when
jiggle.
The police caught up with them. Mm-hmm. They turned on the cops and attacked them.
Attacked them? Like, just tried to rub their junk on them, or?
I don't know, but that is crazy. This is 6:30 in the morning on a Monday. Two people strutting in a neighborhood naked. When the police arrive, they run for it. Then, when the police catch up with them, they fight back. They were
both
arrested
drugs?
It definitely sounds like they were high. They were arrested for indecent exposure, assault, and battery on a police officer, disturbing the peace, disorderly conduct, and resisting arrest. And the police say that they couldn't get a straight answer out of the couple as to why they were walking naked, but they did mention that their dog, Lucy, was a very good dog.
Oh. Well.
So, there's that.
You know, she probably enjoys living in a naked house, just, you know, no clothes. But you know how dogs like all access. It's just, they're so nosy.
I don't, well, okay.
Yes,
sure.
They do. They're always sticking their noses in everybody's crotch. That's how how they know you. You're right at that level, and that's, you know, that's how they identify each other, too. I mean, God, they love bad smells.
I don't know that this next guy is a commuter, or a super commuter, as they're sometimes called. Oh, I've certainly
like
done my...
You
yeah,
are a super
I've done
commuter.
My road time, for sure, and I choose to not... I keep my car... completely clean.
Yeah.
I choose to feel more. I'm more comfortable without half my house piled into my car. I just don't. I don't feel good like that. But this guy, there's something else. The fire department in Florida had to put out a car had caught fire on Monday. When they asked the driver, "How did this happen?" He said, "Well, I had a lit scented candle in the car to make the car smell better. But the candle tipped over and landed on some papers, which caught fire." So at this point, the guy pulls over and runs over to a restaurant's garbage can and fills them up with water to put out the fire. Meanwhile, the entire car is going up in flames, like the whole thing now. Because how long do you think it took for him to find something to fill with water before he could get back to the car to put it out? The car was a total loss, and no one was hurt. The fire department put out a reminder that driving with lit candles in your car is wrong. Don't do it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just give the guy a pack of those pine-scented little Christmas tree things you hang from the rearview mirror. Or he could clean his car once in a while. Then you wouldn't have to light a scented candle. Cars can get stinky. Certain cars can, you know.
Well, that's what I mean by the super commuting. If you spend too much time in your car, just your own smell becomes the car smell.
People get in your car and go, whoa.
Yeah, what's going on here? So that's one of the reasons why I don't want my car piled up with different laundry and, you know.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Things that molder.
Right. Anyway, don't forget. Yeah. To the people out there, that not only is Major League Baseball going, but NBA starts today. Yay!
The NBA. All the sports are coming back. I mean, NFL right around the corner.
Wow.
And I'm sure none of it will go away. I think I don't think the Sharks are playing. Did you say that? But NHL.
They are not.
Right.
The NHL is going to begin again, but the Sharks are not involved in their season or the remainder of whatever their season is. So, and that's. At least that's when I looked it up. I'm not following the NHL the same way I would baseball. Baseball's just easy access for me anyway. All right. So anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Succession's awesome. It's a must watch.
Oh.
510 says HBO Succession is so good. Two seasons so far. Great quarantine binge watch.
Yeah, I might have to watch it. I want to say I'd never seen this kid, Nicholas something or other. I've already deleted the story from my browser. But he did this video, and I was like, that is clever and charming. And it made me want to watch him on TV.
Oh.
So good job for that
all
guy.
Right.
Nicholas something.
Nicholas Braun.
Thank you.
Thanks for knowing that.
Who was that We Are Six song? It's Nicholas Braun. Come on.
Yeah.
Get with it. I'm with Vinny. They are delivering, not picking up. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that is actually not how it works.
510 says,
and picking up.
It's called a spade, Sarah.
Yeah, but it's more of like a straight-edged thing. Is that still a spade? I don't know.
I can't help you with
it. And it's tiny. It's just on the end of this really heavy rod that you use to sort of break dirt up before you scoop it out of a hole.
Hey, a couple texts back, Vin.
Yeah.
The We Are Six song was Manson.
Marilyn Manson.
Oh. That's We Are Chaos.
Up and
we
complicated.
Are right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Someone else wrote, the new Marilyn Manson sounds like Bauhaus. Yeah, that's what I said. Peter Murphy is the singer of Bauhaus. Mm-hmm. It sounds like him, and it also sounds very David Bowie-ish.
Yeah, it, I liked it.
Musically speaking.
Pretty good.
I'm a fan. My moles come right up next to that stick. I've got six of them in my lawn. They don't work for my moles.
Oh.
Yeah,
they worked for years, though. The years are gone.
Well, they worked, but I also admitted to you that I also stomped the path that this mole had built. So he very well may have died in a cave-in. I don't know. I don't know if that's... I don't know what got him. He either left or he was, crushed. But either way, I can't have the guy digging up my hole. He dug up my whole side yard.
Yeah. Not cool, buddy.
And part of the reason he pulled that off, I can't remember. Oh, it was during the kitchen remodel. So I wasn't going around looking at stuff. I was just kind of hiding in a corner of the house while that was getting done. And I didn't even notice that this guy had been, he had full access for almost a month before I noticed. What the hell? You know how the dirt's
just thrown everywhere.
Yeah,
oh my
dirt
God.
Everywhere.
It's unbelievable. It's like a little mini volcano in my backyard. Damn those moles.
Anyway, I'll read more texts after these. Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.